Hi, welcome to another episode of the Autism Everyday Podcast. We are your hosts, Geeta
and Swati. Welcome back. Before we go any further, we'd like you to pause and give us a thumbs up star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whichever you're using. The more ratings we get, the more this podcast will appear for parents who are using keywords such as autism or parenting. And that way, we can actually help families gain access to evidence-based podcasts, regardless of where they are in the world. So if you haven't already, please, please hit pause and give us a rating.
It's the pandemic.
It is.
Yeah, duh.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, right? Nothing has changed since our last podcast. Chennai is going to see some intense restrictions coming shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And we are prepping for shelter in place. But make no mistake, we continue to remain who we are. Nothing will change for us. Children still remain at home.
True.
Yeah. In fact, in some communities, even playgrounds and common services are now closed. Mm-hmm. Nobody can access it. Right. So there is nowhere people can go to entertain themselves and their families. Children are just existing at home, really. The pandemic has very much left us to our own devices. Literally to our own devices.
Really, yep. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Pun intended.
Yes. For some of us are fitness freaks, the gyms are now closed. But there are some great online options that you can choose from.
True.
Intervention and therapy centers, schools, everything is closed. But there are some great options again online to choose from. Now, on that note, here are some questions you want to ask yourself as a parent of a child with autism. What online options should I be looking for? What is my child ready to do? And what will he benefit from at this point? That's so important, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Is it just about keeping him engaged or is it about purposeful engagement?
Yeah, I love that, purposeful engagement. Yeah. So I think another question just to add to what you're saying is... Mm-hmm. You know, for parents, is there a sense of panic that's sort of driving you to find possibly the one and only center in the city somewhere, you know, tucked away that is actually open in the middle of this pandemic? And do you feel this like need to, you know, sort of drag your child in the middle of the pandemic for a class? So, folks, without further ado, I think we're just going to jump right into it and address these questions. First up, I think the first question that you just mentioned about online options, that is really relevant.
Yeah.
We recently heard of a parent who confessed to us, if I can say that. I mean, it was actually a confession, yes. that she had enrolled her child for some form of therapy just so that the child had an online class to attend, as opposed to not having an online class to attend.
It's that, you know, from this 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. my child will have to, or at least will have to try and sit in front of the computer
device, yeah,
device, right? So it's almost like, oh, there is something concrete to do this 1 hour, right? Never mind that the class did not directly benefit the child. Never mind that the therapist ended up reinforcing everything, every behavior that we actively work on ignoring. And never mind that the mom practically had to pin the child down in place, literally hold him down for the duration of the class. And never mind that the purported outcome of the therapy was something that the child did not even require. And of course, might I add that these classes did not come for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Good money is being paid for something that the child does not benefit from or really does not even need. For what, really? Social media groups add to the anxiety because one parent or the other is sharing information on something that worked wonders for their child and how their child is now starting to talk in full sentences or is beginning to sleep well or is beginning to read well or... So many things are out there, right?
I think that there's not just social media, but I'd like to add these Telegram groups.
Telegram, WhatsApp
that
groups, yeah.
You know, have, they're really a source of anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah. Much as they can be a source of information, they can also be a source of anxiety.
Almost so, causing FOMO in parents, yeah, FOMO, right?
Yes, yes. So what online options should you be looking for? Well, step one, find something that is evidence-based.
Which means mud therapy, vision therapy, and anything else that sounds remotely vague goes out the window.
Yeah, never mind the 1 hour of engagement.
Oh, yeah. So step two is make sure that the class is actually something your child enjoys. So you aren't playing the strong man here who has to like tackle your child and make them sit in front of the screen and listen to what the therapist is saying. Because let's face it, if your child isn't enjoying the class, he's not going to learn. He is just not going to learn anything.
Yeah.
Step three, make sure it's something that empowers you as mom or dad, you as the parent, to be the change maker for your child. Intervention or therapy that does not involve you, I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, absolutely.
And step number four, if your child is ready for it, that is something you need to keep asking yourself every step of the way. It's very tempting to believe that, you know, your child can learn this, that, and the other. It's true. He will get there. He will learn. But does he have the necessary prerequisite skills to learn that? You know, does he understand what he's doing? Is the skill even relevant for my child? These are things you want to ask yourself.
So many questions that go into that. And that brings us to the second question. Is it just keeping him engaged or is it purposeful engagement, right? In other words, is there an objective that's beyond this whole class that you want to enroll your child in? Let's face it, in all probability, you've signed him up for a class just to ease the pressure of you, because understandably, like, it is challenging to keep your child indoors and out of trouble literally all day.
Yeah,
child is bored and obviously then, you know, nags you for the device because he doesn't know how else to engage himself. You try to get him to work and he throws this little tantrum. He says, I want to go out. Sadly, that's not an option in many places. So the next best thing is to find a class for him. Never mind that it may not be really relevant. There are children who are attending sessions for writing, reading, even if they're unwilling to hold a pencil in their hands. And then, you know, reading is, parents tell us things like three letter words, days of the week, months of the year, and so on. So, yeah. Is there a sense of panic really that's driving you to find the one and only center that's open in the city, like we mentioned earlier?
I mean, never mind the fact that children are getting COVID, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What is really driving you to take your child out there where it is dangerous? It is dangerous for children, it is dangerous for you.
It reminds me of that drive we went for the other day. Do you remember, Swati? Because, folks, that's about the only outing we can possibly have now.
I recall. Right? Yeah.
Windows up.
Windows up. Safely masked. Masks
on. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Double masked if possible. Mm-hmm. And all you can do is a short drive because now you cannot even go past a particular...
the toll.
Toll. Yeah. Yeah. You cannot go past that. So, if you remember that outing... there was this one building that had strangely had multiple cars parked there.
I recall, yes. Right?
And it was pretty early in the morning for such a large number of people to be out there. Turns out it was a therapy center, did you know? Probably one of the few that are open now. And every parent was making a beeline for it. That explained the crowd out there. It certainly is a time when you as a parent feel like you're getting no help. When precious time is being wasted and there is a sense of helplessness. We understand that. It's but natural. But what can you do as a parent to help your child and actually really help yourself?
Mm-hmm.
It's important to remember that there are some things that are best taught by the parents more than others.
Oh yeah, you guys can do it way better than any therapist out there.
Yeah, and there are some things that only you can do the best. No therapist can do that, right? It's a great time to focus on so many of those everyday details, real, literally things that you do every day.
Yeah.
Getting the child to serve his own food, for starters.
why is this such a big deal? This is a mystery I'm yet to, you know, solve. Because
this is India.
This is India. No, but that doesn't have to be the way. So an Indian meal typically is, you know, a combination of many foods. They're wet foods and they're dry foods. And, you know, sometimes it's in a bowl. Sometimes you got it. There's a dip. Sometimes you use a spoon or you just use your hand.
You mix it all together.
And sometimes you mix it all together. If you're like me, you just like throw it together and you eat it all up. But, you know, whoever you are, however you eat, what about teaching your child to actually serve what he requires, you know, from the wet food, from the dry food, put it all together in his plate or bowl and actually feed himself? Mm-hmm. This is something that a child as young as 2 can actually start
doing.
And we've
seen that happening.
Absolutely.
A little messy perhaps.
Oh yeah, but then that's a great, great opportunity to learn to clean at that point, you know?
Yes.
So I work with this, like we work with this lovely 3-year-old who's just learning to clean up after himself.
And
after
he loves it.
And he loves it. He absolutely loves it. So highly recommend these skills. And on that note, how about teaching your child to brush his teeth all by himself or actually pick out his clothes? And this is super important because if you think about it, every single day, either mom or dad or a caregiver or grandmom decides what the child has to wear.
Mm.
What about giving the child that independence and saying, hey, you pick out what you want to wear, you know?
Yeah.
It'll teach him how to wear maybe like a sleeveless vest on a hot day. Mm. And if you ever find a cold day, then something with sleeves. So that's a great skill. And then there's wiping the table after his meal, like we just mentioned. There's putting clothes in the machine, taking it out of the machine, hanging it to dry, or at least helping you fix the clips.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Then there's bathing independently, learning how to close doors. This is something that we see a lot of kids are unable to do. They might learn to open the door, but they don't learn to close the door after themselves.
And that's so important, right?
That is really
privacy.
You don't want him to use the loo with the door open.
Or change his clothes.
Exactly. Learning to turn off lights and fans. Super important. So the list is basically endless, and this is a great time to focus on skill building instead of putting our energies into trying to fix what your child cannot do. We are aware that there's this constant pressure on parents to try out everything, you know, everything that they see on a Telegram group to a WhatsApp group to Facebook, anything that's touted as like a fix for autism. But in reality, let's use this God-given time, thanks to maybe the virus or the government, and actually help them learn these much-needed everyday skills.
Yeah, rather than worry about fixing the child.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's forget the classes and the endless apps that you can just put in front of them and they can use. But let's actually get down to business. And when all that is done, WhatsApp minion reference, can you just be the vector to their groove? Or can you be that Bugatti that goes speeding down the road in your child's imagination? What I'm trying to say here is, can you just have fun with them? Can you be a complete clown and have a total blast when you're done working for the day? Can you be their companion this lockdown? Can you be that person who actually helps them learn these life skills? And the person that they can turn to when they're bored. The person that they can share a laugh with.
Yeah. Well, with that, we sign off. Mask up, maybe double mask up. Stay indoors. Don't visit your friends or family. Don't go out to buy groceries. Make use of all the delivery services that we have. And stay safe. This too shall pass.
Until next time, be well.